Hello, and welcome to another edition of My Dog Will Eat My Face. I don't really have an extended topic to really discuss this week, mainly because I've actually been having, frankly, quite the difficult time. And I'll expand on that here in a little bit from now. And yet somehow, despite all that, yesterday I was able to, have a relatively really good day. So I just wanted to share that really quick. For any of my listeners, especially family members, and just to keep everyone here really in the loop of what's going on. I know I've said it before, and I'm gonna say it again. My well-being tends to oscillate quite a bit. It goes from very strong swings to being quite well to being downright lousy in just a matter of a couple of months. Now, if you were to graph it all out, it'd probably show a prolonged decline. But the bottom line is, there's just some days that are better than others. And I'm truly hoping my latest experience is just a reflection of that and not a quote-unquote new normal for me to otherwise endure. So, with all that just being said, very quickly, I'll now just dive into what's been going on medically and what has been difficult, and share that with all you good listeners. So hang tight for now. To start with, as so many things tend to go, I'm going to touch on the negative effects that I've been feeling here. And those can just easily be summarized with the phrase extreme fatigue. I know I've actually mentioned this already before, where I've complained about the fatigue in my condition. And it's really not altogether surprising, I suppose, when I'm dealing with a heart that is struggling viciously just to do its day-to-day gig to stay alive, it tends to get tired out pretty quickly. And what does that mean? Actually, when I say that, I'll give an example. The other day, I went to sleep pretty late, as usual. which was honestly around 4 a.m. And I know a lot of you are cringing out there like, well, there you go. But even at 4 a.m., by 11 a.m. to noon, I should have a full 7 to 8 hours of sleep available to me without an issue. And just frankly, when you're not working, it's just not a big deal. I just adapt to whatever schedule best suits my body, and that's what I roll with. Well, 11 o'clock rolled around. I stayed asleep. 12 o'clock rolled around. I stayed asleep until 3 o'clock rolled around. And I heard my poor puppy dog whining in the background. Which, of course, immediately woke me up. I must have some distant fraternal instinct that he triggers. Because when he lets out the slightest whine, or anything like that, I just snap awake right away. And I comforted him. I think he was mostly just bored than anything. And I was like, oh my God. When I looked at the time, it was 3:30 in the afternoon. So I was just like, well, no wonder. Why he's upset. He wants to make sure I'm still alive. So I do get up. I get a beverage really quick. But then I am just utterly overwhelmed with a sense of wanting to go back to sleep. Just more than anything in the world, I really wanted to just go back and lay in bed and sleep it off. It was like I was significantly hungover or something. And what's funny is I do take sleep medications to sleep at night. But the night before, I minimized it as much as possible. I took the very, very, very bare minimum. It was even something that you should be able to take while you're wide awake and not feel a significant effect. It was just a minor anti-anxiety med. Not even a sleeping pill, per se. So I tried cutting those out as an experiment. And when I got down to the level of, basically virtually nothing, it didn't make it better, it made it worse. And I had to go right back to bed, and then I slept until around 5 p.m. or 5:30 p.m. that evening. And I was just so frustrated, as you could imagine. I was just livid with myself. Why is it I'm just constantly so exhausted? Keep in mind what I'm providing here is an example. This was not a one-off event. This is a good representation of what I've been regularly dealing with. So, the next day, of course, I brought it up with my hospice nurse, and she just said, you know, it could be so many different things, we'll probably never know, and don't worry about it. So that's really the only answer I got from medical care, and I guess that's where I leave it. So, kind of frustrating, needless to say. Especially when it's been a recurring event for quite some time by now. Sorry, I had to take a quick sip. My throat was drying out, as you'd hear. Anyway. That's been probably my biggest medical complaint of recent time. There's been also issues with being short of breath when doing things. What have you, that sort of thing, and it seemed to me, at least, just a worsening of the heart failure. And she just more or less agreed, but added there's just no way to be 100% sure. Because, again, so many things could cause this sort of issue. So that was my negative welcome into the holidays, so to speak. I'm not Christian, but hey, at least I can say I can celebrate the Saturnalia, which is what Christmas is based on, the old Roman holiday, and their greeting was essentially Yo Saturnalia, which was like Merry Saturnalia or Merry Christmas. Oh, it's interesting, the history between those two events and how one got co-opted by the church. Just because it was so incredibly popular, there was no way they were going to be able to take it away from people. Anyway, I'm not here to talk about that. I've talked about that in other podcasts, but if you want to know more about that, let me know. And I'll be happy to tell you the history behind Christmas and Saturnalia and why there's so many weird things that are just the way they are during the Christmas holiday. So, anyway, again, that's not the main topic of what I wanted to talk about here today. But despite all those negative events, I should say, I was actually surprised a little bit, because just yesterday, on only 3 to 4 hours of sleep, mind you, I seemed to get a lot more a lot more amusement and joy. There. That's a good way to put it. Than I would usually get. And that's just what I wanted to share a little bit here too. Today. So, despite all my whining and the physical issues I'd been having, there was quite a bit of merriment, so to speak, in recent days. For example, I found a perfect present for a friend of mine and just had to get it for him no matter what time of year it was, so I got that for him. I apparently am going to be brought a full holiday meal of some sort by my hospice team on Thursday. And, even just indulged in talking about more and more things with my father. I've had wonderful hour-long conversations with him. And even the littlest things. One time a delivery guy said to me, "All the girls in the office below say hi." In the leasing office, say hi, and I just laughed. It was cute. So, you know, just little things like that, you know, to where I really turned around, and even though with the lack of sleep and my complaints of fatigue being unresolved, I was still pretty, pretty much in a good mood, or chipper, as my old, or as my previous night nurse would put it. So I kind of turned things around in the last day or so. I even got a stocking from my sister-in-law to give to my little pooch. Hopefully I'll have pictures of that when I share it with them, and I'll put that on Patreon. So yeah, you know, even despite all those complaints, I was still finding plenty of room to have good news, good tidings, and be happy, so. And they were real. It wasn't I was happy because I was being told to be happy. I just was put in a better mood because of the actions of, well, I guess both others and myself. So I guess the underpinning story to this brief podcast is it doesn't really matter what stage you can be in your life. Because apparently, it is really up to any one of us to continue to have fun and joy, or to not. I've got a tremendous amount of laziness in my way that prevents me from being depressed or angry for too long. I mean, being depressed takes a lot of energy, but oh my god, anger just sucks you dry of energy. It is just terrible. So I after like a day or two, I just lose interest. It's just not worth it. It's just not worth it to me, and I get bored with it. And so I'm just back to square one of just being normal. So maybe that's a good laziness to have. I don't have it in me to remain depressed or to remain angry. And beyond that, my dog absolutely does the silliest things ever, to where I can safely say every single day of my life now, I laugh. So, that all being said, I just wanted to share that little bit. Around this time of year, I know it's a short podcast, but I did want to just share those news bits and my two cents when it comes to celebrating these holidays. And yeah, since that was my two cents, I do expect change. so, with all that being said, I am going to wrap up this week's podcast very early. I am actually sorry it's late. It's late and it's short. Because, again, I've been really struggling with the fatigue and the desire to do much more of anything. But I wanted to get something out. One, to make sure, you know, hey, there's son alive still. And two, you know, just to share that I've learned, at least recently, even seemingly in the darkest of times, you could still find some of that joy for whatever reason. It doesn't have to be a holiday by any means. But you can find some of that happiness and laughter and joy and be the beneficiary of it. And that's really it. That's really it. And you know what the only other thing during the holidays that I like more than just a little bit of joy? It's non-prolonged podcast exits.